Not Dead Yet by Phil Collins. Read by Phil Collins. Prologue. Greatest Hits and Broken Bits. I can't hear a thing. Much as I try to shake free the blockage, my right ear is unyielding. I attempt a little rummage with a cotton bud, and I know this is never advised. The eardrum is sensitive, especially if it's been subjected to a lifetime of drumming. But I'm desperate. My right ear is kaput, and it's my good ear, my left having been dicky for a decade. Is this it? Has music at last done me in? Am I finally deaf? Picture the scene, and listeners of a nervous disposition may wish to hit the mute button now. I'm in the shower. It's March 2016, and I'm at home in Miami. This is the morning of a very special gig, my first time on stage in years, and more importantly still, my first proper public performance with one of my sons, 14-year-old Nicholas. The kid'll be drumming, and the old man'll be singing. That's the plan, anyway. To rewind a little, 2014 saw the launch of Little Dreams USA, the American wing of the charity that my ex-wife Oriane and I founded in Switzerland in 2000. Little Dreams helps children with tuition, coaching, and guidance in the fields of music, the arts, and sport. To get things rolling in the US and to raise some cash, we had long planned a gala concert for December 2014. But in the interim, I'd endured a pile-up of health issues. Come the day of the show, I wasn't physically up to singing. I had to call Oriane, mother of Nick and his brother Matthew, who just turned 10, and tell her that my voice was gone and that I couldn't perform. I didn't tell her that my confidence...